Hi, everybody. It's me again, and just want to give you a little background to this week's podcast. This is from a class I taught years ago. Elite, we don't even do Elite anymore. Now we do Ultimate Evolution. We kind of combine two classes into one. But this is from a class that I taught a while ago. I've been grabbing my throat. So weird. Anyway, the premise is it was a Q&A. And I was answering questions. So I pulled out some of the questions. I gave you kind of where I'm at with them right now. And that's going to be today's podcast. So if you have any questions, feel free to write me at support@kimberlymcgeorge.com. And maybe I'll feature your questions in an upcoming podcast video, kind of jumping around with podcasts so I can get some guests and I have some time to invest to record in it. So I am giving you some potent stuff, but some stuff that I've already taught and some older stuff. So yeah, I hope you enjoy and let me know how you like it. Thanks so much. Like and subscribe. Thank you.
So who are the archangels? I covered this before, maybe not specifically archangels, but I'm going to cover specifically all the archangels. Of course, you guys know, Ariel and Michael and on and on and on and on. So the archangels, of course, are beings. They tend to be not only bird tribe or seraphim, which are the winged, the main winged beings in and outside of this reality, but also the gods and goddesses are huge pranksters. A lot of you are the gods and goddesses. And there's many, 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 many gods and goddesses. Now, there's not as many as you think, because, of course, the gods and goddesses we know over cultural lines are the same beings, are the same soul fragments, but they have different names. So, that's an issue that we're not going to go into because nobody asked that question. So we're not going to go deep into that. But just suffice it to say that basically the, Angel Michael and Angel Uriel, they're figurehead archetype personas that anybody can step into. So anybody can appear in your bedroom and say, "Hi, I'm Michael. Listen to me. I'm going to be your guide for the rest of your life. Have fun with that." Because that's probably not even going to be the same being. That's just going to be used by all kinds of beings once it presents to you. And once you buy into that, you're going to get fairies and you're going to get, all sorts. You could get, mantis, you could get Palladians, you could get bird tribe, you could get anything represented as Michael, because that's a direct line to your field. So there is no such thing as the archangels. There's no such thing. Absolutely, there's such thing as a figurehead that any being steps behind, but there's no real, there's no real angels, number one, or angels. So there's no real archangels. And anybody that says, or archangels, however you want to say it, anybody that says there are, do not know what they're talking about. And you should be highly, highly skeptical of anyone presenting any kind of angels, because it's a real messy thing in the game and it's deliberately messy. So again, they're presenting as sub authorities, but they're switching, and they can be good. They can absolutely be good. They can save people. You guys can too. If you guys were in your full power, you can pull cars off people. You can pull people out of burning buildings. There's no difference. And in other realities and other games, you guys are doing those things. You are those superheroes. You know that you're the superheroes of this reality. You're the superheroes of other realities. So it's no different than that. These are just beings with memory, and these are beings that come in and out of the game. Or they're coming from higher dimensions to the lower dimensions in the game. And the current show that I think shows this really well is Stranger Things. So Stranger Things is not talking about what's going on outside of the game. Stranger Things, which I don't recommend you watch, I'll tell you why in a minute, but Stranger Things is talking about what's going on in the game. It's talking about the different dimensional layers in the game or within the game. And the reason I don't recommend that you watch Stranger Things is because I can barely watch it, because I know that so many people were killed. So many living sentient clones were killed in the making of, that movie and many others, but it just ruins a lot of those violent, not that I loved violent movies before, but it ruins a lot of those movies, or, you think redeeming shows. Westworld too. The only reason I tolerate Westworld is because it's for people that don't understand the reality that they're living in. Before I go on, I want to read this from Ariana. I had Shane on my Facebook list a few years ago, and the only post that he liked was when I posted about handling inner demons. I deleted the post in him as I felt the energy behind his intervention. He encourages the dark and shadow aspects of others. And I've seen him doing that with other females who are public figures on the fringe scene. He also has heavy sex kitchen programming, which I'm sure Arya, you have seen that he really hooks into women and activates their sex kitchen programming. He has his own sex kitchen programming as well. Why do these beings say they're angels? Why don't they just say who they are? Does that mean all those? Okay. Great question. So each being is just like you, individualized consciousness, point of view. So they're going to have their own reason, their own manipulation, their own past life history with you, their own vengeance, their own benefit. Like I have what I call markers. So I, with the Anunnaki, I have huge markers because of my relationship right before the game and at the beginning of the game of the Anunnaki, for example. So I have a lot of markers. So it's the same thing with, you can have markers with these beings and they'll be around you. They will be around you as your guardian angels. They will be around you. So it's a myth archetype that's been perpetrated on the game since the beginning, since that whole mess with God, Satan, angels. The Bible talks a lot about angels. Well, the Bible talks a lot about angels because it was written by who? Who was the Bible written by? The Bible was written by a mix of different races, Galactic Federation, and the Anunnaki. So if the Anunnaki and the gods and goddesses are the ones perpetrating the angel scheme, of course they're going to write about it in a book that's meant to be read throughout the game and followed. And so it's a whole bunch of motivations, but it's just another way to get in your head and influence you and program you. No, it doesn't mean they're non-light. It means they're just like you. You have mixed motivations. You may help a woman at the grocery store out with her bags because it makes you feel good. It's not necessarily wrong. Or you may help the woman because she needs help. And it's the same thing in anything. They could have blatantly evil. You know, let's corrupt and mislead this person and distract them from the job that would be great for them or the relationship that would be great. It's so distracting because I'm looking at this picture and I'm seeing all sorts of like entities and beings in this picture. It's just really distracting. I just started noticing them when I was talking to Victoria. Anyway. Good question. So it doesn't mean that the beings that pose, there's no light and dark. So there's no being, there's no race all the way back to the all that is, you can even, you know, it's polarity. So we all have dark and light and all these beings have dark and light and they all have mixed motivations. And interestingly enough, when we say we get out of polarity, how do we get out of polarity? We don't go back to the light, we go back to the dark. You get out of polarity by going into blackness, you get out of polarity by going into nothingness, which is so interesting, opposite of what we're taught. So, you know, as soon as light breaks out of the void, you get polarity. So even if you come out first, second, third wave, doesn't 85th, 100 million wave, doesn't matter. As soon as you come into light, light is actually polarity. So it's just mind-blowing how reversed, you know, everything is here. But great questions. Absolute great questions. And then Amanda says, I listened to her doing virtues with Hassan as an angel. She has since found Jesus and renounced the new age. But what's so funny is she just switched programming. So, you know, the new age is a program, consciousness is a program. And even though she renounced the new age, she still believes in Jesus and she still reads the Bible, which still subscribes to angels. So what did she really renounce? She just switched programs. But yes, thank you for sharing that, Amanda. Most of these questions are Amanda's, by the way, if not all of them. I'll just lay that out there. What about angelic energy? Is that a frequency? Is it? Yes. Okay. So angelic energy is level with, because of the being's frequency, like kind of a crystalline energy. It's not negative. It's just a frequency and it's a higher frequency than 3D. So if you test for angelic energy, it's fine. The bird tribe is not horrible. They've just pranksters. They love to play the dark light angel game because they played it since the beginning of time. And a lot of you guys are and have been part of this race. A lot of you guys are winged beings. And some of you are a lot. If you've noticed something, if you go look up the gods and goddesses, a lot of the gods and goddesses were bird tribe or seraphim. They were winged beings. So what I'm talking about should resonate with some of you in awakened memory, because a lot of you have had wings, even in the smaller group. Ariana says, so true, the sex kid maybe also a succubus incubus. Oh yeah, that's true. I agree. He may even have a succubus incubus energy in him. I had a tarot card game from Dream. It was used to engineer false twin. Oh, that's interesting. it was working with certain entities and energies. So anytime you're opening yourself up to, and this includes me, and I'm saying to everybody else, it's just so, Brandon and I had a big discussion about this today about one of my weaknesses versus, we all have our own weaknesses because we're all programmed or engineered to be susceptible to different corporations or different groups within the game. And the older you are, the more entwined you are, and the more you have to fight your mind control and your programming and avoid the hooks. And to me, this is just a program. The archangel's religion, the angel, it's just a very, very, very thick programming. And the more programming they can stick in your field, the more easily led and misled we all are. I agree with, wow, that's really scary. But when you work with any beings, including your soul family, including your spirit guides, including your, gosh, I've been meeting so many soulmates. It's crazy. Of course, different levels. And even what I call extreme soulmates, you always have to be careful because, and the only thing I agree with, I can't even think of his name now. He was in Remembering. Nathan. The only thing I agree with, sorry, I'm still letting people in, it's kind of distracting, Nathan in, is that these beings will use, it's so funny, I'm having such a hard time letting people in, fancy that, but these beings will use even your soulmate, your real soulmate that might appear to you, they'll step in, and you just have to get really, really good at recognizing the frequency and the feel, and you, if you can see, however you sense, know, sense, see. You have more questions?
Hey, everybody. So I wanted to interject here. That was a class I taught quite a while ago, although I really wanted to pause and kind of give an analysis of my own class and my own opinion. And I still agree with that opinion. I have some friends that kind of loosely use the word angels. I've never asked them what they mean, and I respect them, and their information seems to be on point. They don't only channel angels or emphasize angels, but they do refer to angels. And I'm not sure what they're referring to. We've never had that conversation, and we might at some point. But I'm going to stand by what I said. I do not believe there's any individual that really is these archangels. Again, you know, it's basically from made up historical texts, including the Bible. And I'm just not going to endorse generic overall angel channeling. And as you guys know, I may change my mind in the future. But right now, I don't agree with it. I stand by what I said in this video for the most part. I do believe there are energetics of intention over time frequencies that can work. So if we have an understanding of an angel as a protector, we can certainly play protector frequencies into our field. And we may call for that, or it may do some good. But I am not going to subscribe or encourage and really... as soon as I hear, you know, somebody's channeling the angels, generally, you know, I shut off. You know, there's a few exceptions that I'm not going to go into, but in general, just like I think most of junk consciousness is mostly BS, I think most of the angel channeling is with malevolent. Well, I guess somebody either disagrees or agrees with me, because that's a random weird fire alarm going off randomly when I said that. So. That means something. So I'm going to leave this in just to prove that weird things happen in my house. I hate stuff like that. I can't stand beeping noises. But anyway, probably to distract me from my thought, which they don't understand that this is not the main part. So good try, guys. All right. So I'm going to go on with the podcast now that I gave you my little, I still agree with what I say, because for the next thing, I might not. Pause it podcast and cut up little sections of my groups and classes to talk about some different subjects. So we had a speaker, and he spoke for a long time as a definitive authority in the area, you know, that I share, the paranormal, incubus, succubus, ghost, possession. And he speaks and is quite well known for speaking, and people love him. And I don't know why, because I think he's the most boring thing. Now, when you have someone who understands the material, some of my conversations with him were not boring because he and I engaged more as equals. But I think when he comes on and just drones on about research, it's boring. But that's my opinion. Do I think I'm the most entertaining person on the planet? No. Do I think I'm more entertaining than most speakers? LOL. Yes. But I get bored, so I wouldn't want to be boring. And I'm sure I am boring. I've taught classes before where you feel that flat note hit and you're like, oh, I missed this one, or you feel your jokes go flat. That's the worst thing. I can be really, really funny, or I can be really, really dumb. And I hate when I'm really, really dumb and say like the dumbest joke and it's just like, it's like crickets. Ah, I hate that. But you can also teach a class or do a podcast and it can be like that weird ugh flatness crickets. And I've actually posted a few that I actually think meet that criteria. Okay, so all this to say, we had a guest speaker, and then this is the aftermath question and answer that we're talking about now, where I think we have some good insight that is valuable that you can get some gems from. So that's why I'm sharing it. And we'll see if we have time for me to break up another part or another piece of another class that I've done. I will be in doing some fresh interviews with some fresh people. I have Tiffany coming with RSS. She's awesome. And she doesn't do a lot of interviews because of her time. And so she's going to be coming on and she's going to be presenting her point of view, which isn't necessarily completely my point of view, but we definitely have a vector overlap of things we agree on. And one of that is the Target Individual program and a lot of the corruption in the New Age movement. And so we agree on that. So she'll be coming on soon. I need to look at that date. But anyway, I'll stop talking and let you listen.
Especially me. And some of you are what I call hardcore MK Ultra. If you've ever had a scan with me, and I've said you're owned by Monarch, not everybody. Everybody is MK Ultra programmed by Monarch, everyone, even clones, everybody on this earth, including the handlers and everybody else. But not everybody is owned by Monarch. However, interestingly enough, there's quite a few people in my groups that you guys know that are owned by Monarch, Nancy. And hardcore MK Ultra programming. And so that's going to be a particular susceptibility we'll talk about sometime, and we'll talk about how to deal with it. Okay, so interesting enough, I was just talking about MK Ultras. So I'm going to ask about MK Ultra symbols. So there's grade levels of MK Ultra, and I was just talking about this. So because everyone is MK Ultra, you're going to be triggered. This is actually MK Ultra trigger programming. I'll tell you why. First of all, it's red. Second of all, the ice cubes represent glass, and you see how they're smashed or broken. So this is actually MKUltra programming, and it could trigger you or me. But there's grade levels. A low key, just normal public MKUltra person is going to look at this. It's not going to do much. But if you're trying, see, I can feel it in my third eye. If you're trying to integrate your alters, it can actually start you fragmenting into your alters just by looking at this picture. Because it's also coded red. So red is opposite in MK Ultra and red is coded as go. So this is go programming for fragmentation. I'm not going to stay really long on this slide because of it. But again, hardcore MK Ultra sex kitchens, alphas, betas should not have hardcore known ultra trigger items. So for Nancy, if Nancy's like, I'm going to get a monarch butterfly across my chest, I'm going to be like, you have fun with that, sister. You have fun with that, you know? Because that's going to be broadcasting her slavery, within her energetic field. It's just going to be horrible. And, again, so there's so much mirrored programming, fragmented programming, multiple programming, monarch butter program. Yeah, but I encourage you not to have pictures with that, even though I go against my own thing, because of course I'm very attracted to, multiples and things like that, because that's interesting. You've never liked the color red. Well, yeah, again. You're hardcore. Yeah, that's because red forced you to do things you didn't want to do, because red is a go color in MK Ultra. Yes, I'm sorry. I will get off the picture. I just wanted to show you guys. And again, Nicola, hardcore MK Ultra.
Okay, here's my commentary on that. I don't think I was super clear. Hardcore MK Ultra usually means that you were taken to a black ops base outside of Langley, Virginia. Not just that, but that's one of the main ones they use when you're really, really young, and split into violent alters that then you have to integrate. Satanic ritual abuse is often involved, and a whole bunch of other things. So that's usually how it happens. But hardcore MK Ultra means you're going to have a harder time breaking your own programming, and when your programming breaks, which it usually does between 30 and 40, you're going to have a heck of a time, depending what they do with you after that. So that's why so many people in the programs sound so crazy. In my opinion, they are. And that's probably a controversial comment, but I stand behind that. So that's about all I want to say about that. We can tell if you are, how much MKUltra you're under, who you're under it by, and all sorts of things if you get a scan with us, as well as more specific details. So that's my little comment about that. And I will continue reviewing my own videos.
The people that say they've removed their chakras makes me laugh hysterically. You can overcome your chakras and supersede your chakras. I supersede mine when I work. A lot of times my third eye is completely closed and I can give an equally, I can still access all time, all space, because we don't access, that's a lie. What they tell you, you access through is a limitation. It's not an expansion. So maybe that's why they say chakras are BS. They're not BS though. They're used by the handlers and controllers to siphon energy in and out, unless you take control of them, which is what the app helps us do, and you get them balanced. And then you decide the energy that, so it's who's controlling the chakras. The chakras are part of the energetic hologram that was built into the avatar. So they're not BS, but they are BS in that, yes, you can supersede them. The red of the app and also the sex kitchen programming. Interesting with the red of the app and also the sex kitchen programming appearing in bright red. Yes, sorry, Stacey is trying to send to everyone, but it keeps changing. What is she trying to send? I don't know what you mean by that. It was a guy on Robert's podcast, the guy said the pineal gland, Robert. Robert who, Amanda? Okay, so tattoos, okay to have or should I remove? All right, any injury, any bug bite, any MyLab injury, which you know a lot of you are being injured, are gonna create an interference field. Interference field are gonna mess with your physical template, all the layers of your auric field, your emotional body, blah, blah, blah. Ink can be toxic. A lot of them use ink that's not toxic. So here's my main issue against tattoos. No offense, Liz. Frequency broadcasts. So yeah, love 528. It's not the worst, but 528 is really low. Do you really want to just be vibrating 528? Do you really want that on your arm? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Do you really want a dragon vibration? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Do you want a snake? Okay. I adore dragons. I took a picture of a dragon. Shelly's seen him. I have dragons on my mountain. I have dragons over my land. I have guardian dragons. I have a great relationship with dragons. Let's not be deceived. Dragons are part of the reptilian culture. You can't get around it. And there's many wonderful dragons. There's many horrible dragons. But again, do you want that frequency? If you put a dragon tattoo on your body, you're going to attract dragons. If you, you know, put a devil's face, you're going to attract beings that are the frequency of the devil's face. If you put dice, you're going to attract gamblers. So again, everything matters. Every single item, and I'm very much speaking to myself, in your home matters. Every single color matters. Every single picture you display matters, or the ones you don't display. You know, every single crystal, every single book, every single paper, every single package of food, it all matters. And it's all broadcasting. So when you're putting something permanent on your body, you better make sure that that's what you want to add to that soupy mix of what you're broadcasting and what you're living in, because you will be living within those tattoos. So a lot of people tattoo their ex-husbands, their ex-wives, or their current husband, their current wives, their current lovers, boyfriends, girlfriends, children. Maybe you don't want to be attached. You talk about a hook, you talk about a cord. Go ahead and do that. Go ahead and do that. That's really smart. And then you wonder why you can't forget your ex Ted when he's like tattooed across your left butt cheek. Like it doesn't even make sense. Obviously you and Ted are going to be bound forever. And at that point, I'm going to tell you, you cannot erase Ted from that skin. You can't. You can't, even if you, it will be there forever. No offense. So just an example, just think, I'm not saying no tattoos. I'm saying, think. And again, do you want to work to overcome your, you know, spider web tattoo? Okay. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. It's just adds one more thing that you have to counteract that when you're ready to rise above that. You have two, Danny? Oh, that, I didn't even know you had any tattoos. Yes, crystals, but crystals everywhere. Assignments and what you've been doing with your, you know, Lemurian crystals and your record keeper crystals. But yeah, crystals are really interesting because they have the ability Not that I think you should be lazy, but they have the ability to mitigate some of your bad choices. They do. They have the ability to absorb some of that negative frequency and negative energy and even transform it. But again, you know, if you want to get a tattoo, get a tattoo. All I'm asking you is to be, you know, conscious and careful of what words you're putting on, what symbols you're putting on, and what pictures you're putting on, and also that it's permanent. You change your mind too much. Sign of a fire creation spirit. So what can we do to grow? What beside, you know, secret to everything stuff can we do to grow? And we're going to discuss this quite a bit. And it's more, it's interesting because ultimately it's going to be more about me putting some frequencies in your field beneath the words that I'm saying than what I'm teaching. So some of you will be ready to receive that upgrade because it's really, the whole class is going to be a, not just a process where you know what I'm doing, but it's really kind of a coded activation. So, you know, I hope those of you that are ready to upgrade are ready to receive that. But adepts do one thing, and we're going to be talking about this in Ultimate next. They connect directly. If you want to grow, you stop looking around. You stop, you only go within. Everything in you will always resist this. That's why I just did a scan, and it's so common. I've made a video about it. The video, which some of you may have received, is what book can I read? What YouTube follower can I follow? What class can I take that follows up on my scan? Well, yeah, I mean, I have some videos, but still, we want the magic pill. We want the book. We want the workbook. We want the retreat. We want the live event. We want the class. We want the vitamin. We want the app panel. We want the app scan. That's always going to be this super resistance in you. Like, you're going to go into all sorts of programming, all sorts of excuses, all sorts of blather. You're going to be distracted. Everything in you will not want to sit silent. Everything in you will not want to go to nature alone. Nobody has problems hanging out in nature with their friends and boyfriends and girlfriends and moms and dads and kids and dogs. But to go to nature alone is an entirely different, it's just a lot of resistance, because remembering and going within is the only thing. It unlocks everything. But to remember, you have to go silent and you have to go within. So, you know, nobody wants to do that. Well, Shelley, you can share with us at the live event about the magic pill. that's going to be your assignment. I'm going to be like, and now Shelley and Mark, I'll even make Mark share too. We'll tell us the magic pill. I'm giving her a hard time. It took me a long time before I was not able to watch Cabal shows to get my information, the emptiness and the space. That's it. More space for insights to break is to come. Yeah, so to be disciplined, and I stopped that a long time ago too. I haven't even watched Shane's. I've just been told that he's going point by point and, you know, rebutting me. The space, and the space of any mind control or any addiction is scary. Absolutely. I prefer being in nature alone and mass. Oh, that's nice. South Mountain. Women. From forever and every culture is still happening in America and Europe and Canada and other places today. And that's because there's reptilian Dracos are running our culture and they hate women. Can the game be deleted or taken offline? Absolutely it can. All games, just like all or most games in the 3D, eventually get bored. Eventually another game comes, takes its place. So definitely another version, or coders quit, or there's a big scandal or something. So of course it can be, you know, if the game is taken offline, you'll be taken out of here. Does it matter? No, you will just switch your point of view. You'll either create a new point of view. So that's what choosing after death means. Choosing after death means you get taken out of the game and you choose a new point of view and you choose to continue within wherever you want to go from that point of consciousness. Or because you're in many other places, if you're fire creation, you jump to another game, to another timeline, to another planet, to another place where you already have an avatar keyword, and you jump into that point of view by choice again. You know, the game, of course, is not what human history, which is mostly BS, says. If the game goes offline, you will lose your consciousness. So what I mean by it's not human history, it's not the Mayan calendar, it's not guessing this, it's not the, you know, prophecy about spider webs in the sky. It's not all that. That's all BS, you guys. Come on. Come on. That's all BS. They're not taking the game offline. This game, I just saw the list, is number one. So the stupid Suffering Earth game, URTH, by the way, not E-A-R-T-H, it's URTH. The Earth game is still number one because apparently people love to make us suffer and we love to suffer in our own way, or we want to be here, a lot of us, because a lot of us chose to be here. And the second game is another game most of you, and if you've done a scan with me or my lab scan, you may have been told you were in the game called Avalon. Interestingly enough, in the 3D world, there's a very popular game called Kings of Avalon. So, which is very, very much like the game realm Avalon. So many of you are in the game realm Avalon. The fun thing about Avalon versus the Earth game is Avalon is under the fantasy game category. So you're going to have a lot of sex. You're going to kill a lot of people. You're going to be a king, queen, knight, magician. You know, it's the medieval war. Love, lust, you know, but it's not, I mean, it's a horrible game and there's a lot of suffering in it, but it's not a suffering game. So you're going to have a lot more pleasure and a lot more victory, those of you that are playing Avalon. But all I'm saying is these are just two games. They're just the two most current popular games. There's a million trillion games. Some of you guys are in, I'll just pick somebody. Hold on. Let's pick Ariana just because I can see her. Hold on. I'm just going to really quick scan and tell you how many games, game realms you're in. So right now, Ariana's in 15 different games. Completely different than this one, playing completely different plot lines. And we wonder why we have problems, because that's a completely her. These are just game realms. These aren't parallel realities. These aren't other timelines. These aren't other ships. This isn't her in the future. This isn't her in the past. I'm looking at this time, this space, what game realm she's in. It's crazy. Like, what you guys think reality is so far from the truth. And the more that you can drop it in your field and hold it all, that's what you're going to expand into. Then that helps you understand this game better when you allow these other concepts and you fully can sink into how large you are. It makes you believe, which everything we'll talk about in a second, it makes you believe that you can influence this reality. And once you understand how you are in other places, it just helps so much more in this game. But that's why they repair the computers. Some of you have vision. Nancy, I'm surprised if you couldn't do this. So I was coming up my driveway and I was kind of face to face with the sun, the sky at about maybe 2 o'clock, 2 to 3 o'clock. And I was looking at the sun with my, you know, naked eye, and I could clearly see every single bulb, you know, the lenses in the sun, clearly with my naked eye. And I'm like, why can't everybody just look up at the sun and see that it's a sun simulator? Like, you can see the lenses. Obviously everybody can't, but I feel like everybody should be able to, because I can. And it's just so obvious. So why do they put all this money into the sun simulator? Because they're making too much money right now. And they love, okay, again, you guys are the gods and goddesses. You guys are first, second, third, fourth, fifth waves. If you're a fire creation spirit and you have some memory, I know Lisa feels like this. There's been times in your life where you were so bored. If you were honest, if you could have killed yourself right then, you would. Just bored out of your mind, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in school, whether it's in life, you know, whatever. Like, boredom is a huge thing in the fire creation beings. Because if you are not in memory and you are not creating, you're going to be bored. Why? Because you're going into altars that are not the essence of your being. What is the essence of a fire creation being's being? Fire creation, creation in action, bringing forth the intangible into the physical. If you are not doing that in some way in your life, you will be bored. And so many of these beings that run the game, including beings that you would consider evil, are bored. But when they're creating, when they're sticking, you know, they're removing trees and bushes in your yard, and they're messing around people, and they're activating programming and all the weird psychos, and they're yanking you out of your bed. I mean, do you know how sloppy these people are? Like, these people take me out of my bed and they bash my head on the door frame in and out. And I wake up with giant knots on my head. Like, these are people are not smart. I mean, they don't care. They're having fun. They don't care if you find out. They don't care if you wake up and you're like, I mean, Valerie can attest. She's woken up with, Valerie's woken up with marks from the chair on her forehead. So we already know, you know, that's a very strong, she actually has split consciousness and full attention. So I would have to look. If you email me, I will look and see if her consciousness is in Charlotte. I wouldn't be surprised. I was going to say if there's anything we need to know about. No. She was Lilith. She was an aspect of Lilith's con. Yeah, I mean, I would say she was Lilith. Yeah, she was Lilith. But Lilith is still in the game, just not in that role. Like I said, they get bored. They walk out. They can only stretch these avatars so long anyway, and they'll jump bodies. And she already had split consciousness. What to do and how to navigate our cover day. It's definitely not as simple. And the more I go down the rabbit hole, the more profound it is. And it's very individual how you're affected and who's affecting you and who's taking you and what's going on in your daytime life. There's quite a bit of variety we're finding in that. It's limited by design. So the limitation is, so when you leave the game, the people that are paying to play or chose to play on Nicola, the limitation is the contrast between suffering and joy. So as the gods and godlike beings and ancient souls, they're very well aware that too much joy becomes suffering. So you have to kind of go to the suffering to get back the joy. So some of the beings are doing that on purpose. Boredom has been I should have said you. Yeah, you're highly, yes. Yes, and you're creative too, Stacey. I would be so bored with all Pyration beings who are playing this game. Yeah, the ones who are friendly and on the ally side. Yeah, and sometimes it's hard, Ariana, isn't it? And we've struggled and talked about it. I find it hard sometimes to discern. And we handle each other, so it's rough because even the friendly side is like friendly fire a lot of the time, and in you know, unintentionally and intentionally. Well, okay, so in the game script, morale. So they have scripts for the game, and they introduce new chapters in the game. They have not taken the chapters out that leave Calumnia there. The script still says California goes.